This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
Now, Gerard, we don't usually get to speak to many people this time in the morning because
no one wants to talk to us this early
in the morning. But we're lucky enough to have Amber Lawrence on with us this morning. How are you?
Well, see, it's not early, guys. It's 7:30 in New South Wales.
You're so in the future.
A lot of musicians still think that's early.
I know. Well, I used to think it's early, but yeah, I've got a 2-year-old now, so 7:30 is a dream. You know, that's like, wow, we made it to 7:30. What happened? What's wrong with us?
What time does your little like usually get up?
Usually like 6:30.
Yeah. Oh, that's, so, you know, that's still an all right sleep in.
Oh. Yeah, but we've already been up at 3 a.m.
You know what? I'm feeling you.
This whole night thing.
I feel you, Amber. I've just become a father, so I get it. I get it now.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
How old's your baby?
2 weeks old.
Oh, well,
yeah. Yeah, so we're waking up in the middle of the night.
For a while.
Yeah. Oh, it is what it is. It is what it is.
You get used to it. You do.
It's actually funny seeing him now because he used to be, like, hectic in the morning. He used to be so full on. He comes in the other day and he looked like he was ready to die.
Yeah, I don't start the days well, but I get better.
Fake it till you make it, Terrell.
It's hard to be on a breakfast radio show with a newborn. Yeah. My God, I give you all credit. Well done.
I love it.
So many golden guitars, Amber, many albums, and many tours, and you're about to embark on another one with the wonderful Catherine Britt. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, it's really great. Well, this year, you know, we all know last year was a write-off and pretty average for a lot of people, especially musicians. You know, we lost all our work and finally we're back on the road. And the good thing is Catherine Britt and I, we were meant to tour together last year. Well, that all just got moved, rescheduled to this year. And we're back on the road and our first 5 shows sold out. And then this weekend we're coming to Queensland, which has always been a challenge. You know why? Because these bloody borders kept throwing spanners in the works. And we went to Victoria 2 weeks ago for a gig and then we're like, oh, hang on a minute. That means we can't go to Queensland. But, of course, the good news came through last week that we can come and we are coming. And I think it was Thursday today. Yes, it's Thursday. So I'm on a plane tomorrow morning to Brisbane and we're playing in Brisbane and Ipswich and Toowoomba. So just so excited that it's all happening. And, you know, with Queensland, your rules are pretty cool. You can have full venues and I think you can dance.
We can dance.
No, you can. Hey, don't you worry. We can dance here.
We don't hold back anymore here.
Hey, and I'm not saying that we're good at dancing, but they're letting us, all right?
So I'm not saying he's good at dancing, but they're letting him.
You know, like when we've been doing these shows in New South Wales, we're kind of like, okay, everybody, don't sing along now.
Well, it's going to be
the opposite.
Yeah, be a breath of fresh air coming to Queensland because, we're doing it right up here. We're doing it right.
Yeah, well, it always is. I love Queensland for so many reasons. I got married in Queensland 2 years ago. And, you know, like it's just, and actually I haven't done a gig in Queensland for nearly 2 years thanks to COVID and, you know, other things have gotten in the way. So I can't believe it. It's 2 years since I've played in Brisbane, nearly 3 years.
Wow. Well, let's hope the weather turns it on for you here because at the moment it's not very nice. So if it's good weather in Sydney, can you bring it here, please?
Oh, true. You've got a bit of storm weather and all that at the moment.
It's not great, but it's fine for a concert.
It is. You'll be fine.
Yeah, we're indoors. Our show's indoors, and it's probably the best place to be,
most definitely.
Safe in the gig at the Hamilton Hotel.
Absolutely. So Friday, so tomorrow the 5th of March, 8 p.m., Amber Lawrence and Catherine Britt will be playing at the Hamilton Hotel in Brisbane. Then Saturday, they'll be playing at the Racehorse Hotel in Ipswich, and then Sunday, they'll be playing at Highfield Tavern in Toowoomba. You're really getting around Queensland, aren't you?
Oh, do you mean that in a nice way? Yes.
Yes. It's a. You know what? You guys have picked three pretty cool areas to go. I mean, all three areas are very. You know, the Hamilton itself is a great venue, but being able to go to Ipswich and Toowoomba as well, country crazy out there. So
heartland.
Yeah, definitely. You're going to get a great turnout.
Yeah, it's looking really good. Last tickets are obviously still available, but we're just so happy to be doing gigs. The show's high energy. We thought, you know, after all that we've all been through, the last thing anyone wants is like this sad acoustic show. So we're not doing that. We've got the 4-piece band. We've got all our kind of upbeat, you know, I've got superhero and outrageous and, you know, the greatest show on earth, although you probably have heard that one, but
of
the
course.
Davidson brothers from West Virginia aren't going to be there.
Oh, well, you know, they'll be there in spirit, I'm sure, because...
Yes, that's right.
And look, you're gonna, you'll probably give a bit extra because we can, like we said, we can dance up here and everyone can go crazy. We hope you enjoy it. I mean, it's a bit of a downer that you've got to go back down there and not have people
I
dancing.
Wish we could keep you.
And yeah. Not dance. Although I do think our rules are changing soon.
Wait, good.
Soon we will be able to, in New South Wales, stand up holding a drink.
Oh, my
up.
Gosh. Oh, crazy.
Life-changing. Life-changing.
Wild.
I know. Look, we just take it as it comes. I think that's the one thing everyone's learnt. You know, with all the trips to Queensland for me this year, it's been like last minute. Cool, I'm allowed to go. Awesome, across we go. And, we, you know, we played in Bucca up near Bundaberg on that the first show of the tour. 350 people, crazy Queenslanders came out, and that was what started our tour, and we went, this is going to be good fun, and can always count on Queensland to bring the good vibe.
Yeah, so look, you wouldn't have us any other way, would you, Amber? Crazy? I mean, that's just how we are.
I know, exactly. I'm really pumped to get, you know, my crazy on.
Well, we hope it's a great show for you guys and that you have just as much fun as everyone who's going to be there. If you want to attend any of those shows, so again, Hamilton Hotel in Brisbane, Racehorse Hotel in Ipswich or Highfields Tavern in Toowoomba, where can they go to get tickets?
You just go to my website, amberlawrence.com.au and then click on the tour dates and you can go straight through to those websites to get your tickets. They're selling fast.
Awesome, awesome. Well, you go get your crazy on the weekend and we look forward to hearing about it.
Thanks so much, guys.
We need some love in the storm clouds fall. We'll be picking up the pieces of all the broken hearts. There'll be no strangers, just one big church. It's gonna be the greatest show on earth. All I've ever known was the open road. They say it's gonna be a long time before these wheels can roll. You better look out highway, cause I'll be coming in hot. As God is my witness, I'm screaming from a mountaintop.
I don't roll in. I don't have a plan B, just because I should. At the end of the day, whatever they say is advice I never took. I guess I'm stubborn like that. Call it outrageous.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.